start with The Handmaid's Tale. That begins on Thursday, the 6th of June at 9:35 on RTE2. This is the very critically acclaimed TV series that's based on Margaret Atwood's novel. For those who don't know, The Handmaid's Tale, it follows a young woman called Offred, who's played by Elizabeth Moss. She used to be in Mad Men. She's a handmaid, which is essentially...
A slave,
more or less, yeah. She lives in this sort of totalitarian republic that has formed in the sort of abscess of America. And they have to partake in this very graphic, very religious-laden ceremony where they try to impregnate women because birth rates have dropped. The first and second season were very much kind of taken from the book. The second season diverted from it a little bit, but the third season, the one that's beginning at the start, is completely new territory. It's completely not really following the books at all. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they do it.
Suzanne, do you watch it?
No, never seen it, but I've seen it advertised a lot, and they say as a feminist I should be watching it, but I haven't.
Yeah. It's unbearable to watch.
It is.
Actually.
It is. Like,
yeah,
it's
because
miserable.
It's so credible.
Yeah.
You know, this. Have you ever watched it?
No, it's on my list. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've watched both series. Yeah, big fan. I think showing how you could so easily slip,
in a sense, is a real strength.
It's very powerful. Yeah.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Moth is she's fantastic.
And it's interesting as well because when the second season was on, I mean, the debate around the repeal of the Eighth Amendment was going on in Ireland, and Margaret Atwood.
The parallels at the time
completely.
Were unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, it really did kind of, it was speaking to popular consciousness in Ireland, so it definitely had a lot going on. A third season, I think, will do just as well.
Okay, now moving on to Love Island, because I have no doubt that all our contributors are avid fans.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah, I hear the crickets, yeah.
Yeah.
So the new series starts Monday, which is tomorrow at 9 p.m. on Virgin Media 2. For those who don't know, the show essentially follows couples who are sent to this villa on an island. They have to couple up.
If you don't fancy anybody.
Well, I mean, the idea is that if you're left single at the end of the week, you can tough bananas and you're voted off the island.
Right.
So the temptation is always rife for the islanders to, I guess, switch loyalties and what have you. Now, I mean, the interesting thing about this is that, you know, from now on, there's been a lot of controversy. I know you talked before about Jeremy Kyle's show and the deaths that occurred after it. There was a similar situation that happened with Love Island. It was a chap called Mike Talasitis who died recently, who was a former contestant on Love Island. Now, ITV have said that they're going to start offering more aftercare for their contestants. And on entertainment.ie, we now have an editorial edict, basically, that any time we write an article about Love Island, we include the Samaritan's line at the bottom of the article, just because the two...
It's an interesting concept, isn't it, that you put people into a situation that could drive them bonkers?
Completely, and not only that as well, but I mean, you know, enough of stuff has come out now about the Jeremy Kyle show that there were
cruelty, you know?
Yeah, no, completely. Like, really, really predatory tactics by the producers to kind of elicit these dramatic situations. Like, so, I'm not saying that's happening across all reality television, but it's... You've got to imagine.
You've got to question the whole thing.
Completely, completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But
I gather it's a money printing machine.
Oh, completely. Completely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like, it's.
In what way is it a money printing?
Oh, between sponsors and also as well for the actual contestants as well. When they actually come off the show, they basically do these like nightclub tours where they go around to all these nightclubs. Oh, yeah. These meet and greet situations in nightclubs and. You know, they get paid for it and all this kind of thing, and influencer marketing and all that kind of crap. So it's a huge money spinner for everyone. I know I said crap, but it is crap. It is a huge
money spinner. Lucrative and fame.
Oh, completely, completely. Mm. But at the same time...
But it's also lucrative for the channel.
Oh, yeah. This is like going to be their biggest show of the summer, easily. Like, and, you know, like it or lump it, people watch this stuff.
Yeah.
They love it. They can't get enough of it. Every time we write an article about it, the traffic goes through the roof.
Really?
So, I mean,
people meet together. Young people meet together to watch it.
Oh, completely, yeah. There's Love Island parties and everything. Yes. Yeah, oh, completely. It is a thing. It is a pop culture phenomenon, whether we like to admit it or not.
Okay. And there's a symbiotic relationship with the tabloids as well. So everybody's making money.
Oh, everyone's making off. Oh, yeah, completely, yeah.
Okay.
No, nobody gets away clean from it, yeah.
Okay. where are we going? We're going to Men in Black?
Yes, this is blockbusters in the cinema. Men in Black International replaces Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Men in Black was the aliens, the Men in Black were fighting aliens or stopping aliens from getting in. They were kind of like this immigration agency. You now have Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson and Kumail Nanjiani joining it as well. And that's out on June 14th.
Right, and you have documentaries about Ayrton Senna and Amy Winehouse.
No, this is Diego Maradona.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon.
But it's directed by the chap who did documentaries on Ayrton Senna. Yeah, a guy called Ace of Cabadia. Diego Maradona, this looks incredible. I saw there was a press screener for it earlier this week. But it basically uses archive footage, sharp editing, the lens of history, talks about Maradona's raw talent, the kind of unhinged personality that came together. I mean, anyone who followed football in the 80s and 90s will tell you that Maradona was just this nexus of, you know, tabloid drama and raw talent and just the charisma that came out of it. It's going to make for an incredible documentary. And even if you're not into sports, and I'm not into sports at all, you can watch it and appreciate it for, I guess, just the drama and the story
and the
behind
tragedy.
It.
Oh, and tragedy.
I saw the Senna documentary, Ayrton Senna. It was unbelievable.
Isn't it?
So if it's anything as good as that, and given the personality that's going to be
He's such a tragic.
It is tragic. The last viewing we saw of him was in the World Cup, I think.
Yeah, when he was praying.
And he was with the president of, I think, of Russia at the time. He was a guest of his, right, along with some other Irish people as well.
Yeah.
Last one.
Final one will go for Black Mirror. This is starting on Netflix. This is beginning on June 5th. Andrew Scott, the Irish Andrew Scott, will be taking part in an episode called Smithereens, which, going by the trailer for it, it's kind of like he plays this taxi driver who begins to lose control and takes himself into a hostage situation. So that looks really good.
Okay, and we'll put the rest of them up online on our website as well. Now, I should say, a spokesperson for President Michael D. Higgins has contacted the show to say that all his visits to the UK have been official visits and not private. Now, having clarified that, may I say thank you to everybody who contributed to the programme today. It's particularly kind of people to come in on a bank holiday weekend, so it's very much appreciated.